Each month, we speak with Chris Danielson from the National Federation of the Blind in the United States. Chris is their PR director, and we discuss some of the big topics across in the US all around sight loss. Now, today we've got a couple of topics to discuss, and a big one, I suppose, Chris, today would be looking back at another very successful annual convention.
That is right. We just had our 78th convention for the National Federation of the Blind. We held it in Orlando, Florida. We've been in Orlando for a while, but this convention, the 2018 convention, will be our last convention in Orlando, at least for another little while. We're going to go to some other venues around the United States. And one of the things that was looked forward to most about the convention, actually, was the announcement of where we will be next year. So for those who don't know, I'm able to announce that the 2019 convention of the National Federation of the Blind will be held at the Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas. So we're very excited about that, going all the way to Vegas for the 2019 convention. Some of the other things that happened at the convention, we had a blind actress who is actually getting some mainstream roles. Her name is Marilee Talkington, and she has been on the program NCIS, which is a big hit program in the United States, and I think airs over in the UK as well, certainly is available on Netflix. NCIS is about the Naval Criminal Investigation Service here in the United States, and they had an episode featuring a blind character, and that character was played by Miss Talkington, who is in fact blind. She's also going to be playing a character in another television show that's coming out here in the States, and perhaps we'll make it over to the UK as well, called In the Dark. She's not the lead character, but she is one of the blind characters on that show. But one of the interesting things is that she said that she has acted on stage for most of her career, and that 95% of the roles she has played are roles of sighted people. So she has had to work really hard to do that, but she has been able to do it successfully in some very prestigious productions. We also had a moving presentation from a young lady named Joanne Gabias. Joanne's parents are blind, and although we support parental rights of blind people, we don't always get to hear from sighted children about what it's like to be raised by blind parents. And Joanne gave a very good presentation about that. Among other things, she said people often think that if you have blind parents, you're going to be able to get away with stuff. And she says that she never got away with anything as a kid. She was not able to put anything over on her blind parents. She told some amusing stories about when she had tried and failed spectacularly. So that was a really enjoyable and meaningful presentation that I think people are going to remember for a long time. And people can go to our website, nfb.org, and find audio highlights of the 2018 convention. So if you weren't able to be at the convention or you're curious about our convention, then you can certainly enjoy some of the highlights if you care to.
But I'm still blown away, Chris, by the fact you're going to be in Las Vegas. That's fantastic.
That's big news. You should make plans to come.
Absolutely. And even just a couple of the topics there, Chris. I've watched NCIS myself. I'm a big fan, and it is audio described here in the UK. And I did see that particular episode, again, audio described. And, you know, she was a very active character, used technology in the episode as well. And it was interesting to hear that she had mostly played sighted roles. I wasn't expecting that at all.
No, well, if you think about it, I mean, there aren't that many blind characters written into, you know, traditional theater productions. So to really make a career as an actress, you know, in some ways it would be necessary to play some sighted roles. But, you know, it was interesting because she said that she was initially unable to get roles. So she actually created a one-woman show for herself. And then based on the reputation of that, she started to get roles in mainstream stage productions. And it's interesting, on the NCIS episode too, we did actually, the National Federation of the Blind consulted on that episode a little bit. We were provided with some of the pivotal scenes to comment on. So we had some influence on the direction of that. And it was really gratifying to us that, as you say, she was portrayed as a very active blind person who knew how to use technology, who was very smart and very engaged. In the finale of the episode, she's actually able to outwit the villain of the piece. It's a really great portrayal of blind people, and we were pleased about that. And I'd also say, when people check out the convention highlights, they should check out the presidential report by our president, Mark Riccobono, who goes over the highlights of our activities of the past year, and also his banquet address, which is a really fascinating piece of the history of our movement and the diverse people, particularly blind women, that have contributed in different ways to the National Federation of the Blind since our founding.
Definitely recommend people do that. I've done it myself, Chris. I've had a look at some of these, and you mentioned that the sighted child as well. It doesn't matter if you're blind and you're a parent, you can still be a very good parent. And I think the talk which was given really showed that as well. And so some humour in there too, which I thought was brilliant.
It was very moving, but also a very funny presentation. And it just, you know, showed the normality of Joanne's growing up with blind parents, and the fact that, you know, her upbringing was very normal, but also very unique in some ways. She was able to do all of the things that she would want to do as a sighted child, and also got to do some unique things because she had to be the sighted person in a lot of situations, she and her siblings. So she got to learn to pilot a boat, for example, that her family owned, and she learned that at a very young age.
I mean, we could talk about lots of the convention, we could talk tech, everything, but there's so much. We'd be here for quite some time. We'll get the details a little while again, Chris, just to remind people how they can do that. But what I'd like to finish on before we get to the contact details is, we've spoken in the past about an issue around Greyhound buses. I'm sure everyone will have heard of Greyhound.
Yeah, so Greyhound is a major company in the United States, and certainly a lot of people from around the world have used Greyhound when you're traveling in the United States. And we're very pleased because Greyhound has now agreed to do the things that are necessary to make its website and its mobile app accessible. They're actually building a new website and a new mobile app anyway. And so they're going to build accessibility into it from the get-go, which will be a really helpful thing, and is what we always encourage companies to do. They're also going to make sure that until they meet all of their accessibility milestones that they need to meet, that blind people are not going to be charged a convenience fee for using the telephone line instead. Greyhound is like a lot of travel companies. It really wants people to use its website. So ordinarily, if you call the telephone line, you can be charged a convenience fee for having a representative do your booking. But those fees are not supposed to be charged to blind people who are having trouble using the website or the mobile app. So what we're going to be doing, the National Federation of the Blind, to help Greyhound, in addition to helping them with the accessibility component, is also to do kind of a secret shopper program where we will randomly call Greyhound and try to place bookings and make sure that convenience fee isn't charged when we self-identify as blind people. So Greyhound is actually being very cooperative and a great partner. We were able to announce this great new partnership at convention. And so we're very pleased that we're going to be working with Greyhound going forward.
It's sad news when you have to resort to threats of legal action for something which companies should be thinking of anyway when it comes to, especially, you know, companies providing a service that they want you to pay for, that their website and their apps are accessible. And as you say, if they're going to do this from the very beginning, they're not having to retrofit something, even better, and hopefully maintaining that accessibility as well.
Well, that's certainly the plan. And Greyhound, you know, said at convention that one of the reasons this was so important is they're a critical service for blind people. Any transportation service like Greyhound that provides public transportation where the driving is done by somebody else is critical to blind people and people who have low vision and can't drive, because obviously we still need to get from point A to point B. And sometimes Greyhound is, very often, in fact, Greyhound is the most affordable option. Bus travel is much cheaper than air travel, and in a lot of cases, cheaper than train travel. It takes longer, of course, but you got to do what you got to do when you need to be somewhere and you have, you know, only certain funds you can spend. It's important to have all of the travel alternatives that are out there available to you. So it's really important that Greyhound is setting an example here, and we're really pleased to see that.
Chris, we're almost out of time, so if we could just remind people of the best way to get in touch with the National Federation of the Blind if they'd like to learn more about the services, or indeed catch up on some of the great highlights from your annual convention.
Certainly, Alan. Well, our website is nfb.org. If you want to contact us, we also have an email address to which you can send any question that you have about what we're doing. That is simply nfb@nfb.org. We are also on social media. We're on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is nfb_voice. That also works for Instagram. We are the National Federation of the Blind on Facebook. Those are the best ways to get in touch with us.
Chris, pleasure speaking with you as always. We'll catch up again next month for some more news from across the pond. But in the meantime, thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again for having us, Alan. Always a pleasure.